The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities. Featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists, Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here's your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome to Making Life Brighter. My name is Winifred Adams, and I'm your host of the new Making Life Brighter radio show. You can find us on the net at www.makinglifebrighter.com and on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, and you can certainly find us on Twitter. So join us as we continue an amazing exploration into consciousness training, healing, and the world of healing music in art and entertainment. I have an amazing show for you coming up today. Is a two-part series on my explorations down to John of God in Brazil. And many of you might know already who John of God is, but I'm going to take you through a firsthand account of that with some testimonials as we go through our shows with this very, very important and uplifting topic. I want to share with you a little bit about who I am, what I've done, and what I will be doing as a healer. Some of you already know me, and some of you are new to this. So I'd like to formally introduce myself. I've been, I guess, technically a healer for 20 years. I started out, very serendipitously, I might add, as a a bank teller out of college, only to find out that my journey was going to take me to this place today. And of course, we all know that when we enter school, we think we're going to start a major, and then suddenly we have something we're going to do, and it never turns out that way. But that's okay, because that's what makes life interesting, right? And that's what makes our life brighter. In this case, I was actually working as a bank, I burned out, I had too many credit hours, I was tired, and one day I was standing there at the teller line, and literally a voice said to me, quit your job and become a trainer. And I thought I was going crazy. I thought I'd gone mad. And I stood there blank, and the woman at the window said, are you okay? And I said, no, I'm not okay. And she said, are you sure? I said, I'm sure I'm not okay. And within a week of that, I quit my job. And don't you know, I called somebody up who was a friend of mine, and I said, you know, I had this weird experience when I was standing at the bank teller and as a bank teller, and I didn't know what to do. And they said, well, I just happen to know somebody that's doing this personal training program in Boulder, Colorado. And I said, well, that would be kind of cool. Maybe I should check that out. And so I did. And when I went to that person, turns out I was the last one allowed into that program, and I became an expert in physiology and anatomy, and went on to do extreme healing insofar as the biomechanics of bodies. So that started my journey into healing. Now, I'd always been interested in healing, and that had been something that I'd been drawn to all along, but I was primarily an athlete, and I had studied French in college, and I was ready to go into music and fashion and all that, but that didn't work out, because somebody whispered in my ear at the bank one day, and my life changed. From there, I took a step, and I became this trainer. And each day, I worked toward becoming more and more involved in energy healing, energy management, all things about biology and physiology. So it became a natural progression from one thing to another. I started out doing personal training and biomechanical balancing. I had an amazing team in Colorado, ended up starting a corporation there and we just had a great time. I worked with Rolfers, I worked with the best chiropractors, and we had 100% success rate in all of our rehab for people. So people that came in with fused spines, people that said, I'm in great pain, no one else has helped, we had 100% success rate, and that was amazing. So we took that and worked together, and all that while, I was more interested over and over with what was going on in people's body systems. And so I'd have people come in to me and they would say, you know, I have this thing and I don't know what to do about it. So I'd refer them out to an herbalist. I'd say, you need to do this and this and this so that we can get you to the place where you need to get to. But they wouldn't do it. So I said, all right, well then, what if I learned it? If I learned it, would you do it? And they said, yes. So I did. And I dove in. And little did I know, much like anybody on a healing journey, it was the very thing that took me to my next step. As I learned it, it became an exploration for me that I think happened by grace because it happened so quickly. And I learned body system health by having tons of books around me at the time. I was learning herbology, I was learning iridology, I was learning all these modalities, and it was amazing. And I'd ask people on the street, I'd say, could I just have you as my guinea pig? Don't tell me anything about you. I want to find out everything about you, and I'll tell you about you. And I was able to prove it back to them through these modalities over time, and then combine it with the training and combine it with the things that were part of the physiology. And at that point, we started to have amazing successes. So one by one, I came through the training and then the herbology and then the body system health understanding and all the organ systems. I combined those modalities and was able to do more for a person in 1 hour than I could have previously. Then it segued into realizing that I had a gift, and this gift was being an empath. And I didn't know that. I just thought all my life that other people felt things like I felt them. But that wasn't the case. So, as a matter of fact, I ended up having a discovery that not only could I feel what people felt, I could stand behind them when I was training them and feel exactly where they were compensating in their body. And I could correct it. And they'd say, how did you know I felt that? And I'd say, because I can feel it. So I took that gift and I began to work with it. And when people would come in, they'd say, oh, I have a headache, I can't work out today, I can't do this, I can't do that. And I'd say, well, just sit down here for a minute, let me work on you. And intuitively, I would go to their feet, I'd go to pressure points, I'd go to whatever I was led to go to and work with their body. And as soon as they felt better, I could feel that in my body, and I knew we'd achieved it. And at that point, we had success. So that carried on. And I honed those skills over time. I began to do public speaking. I spoke for major corporations. I did private events, all sorts of different modalities of healing leading to one thing, and that is a more optimum state of being, whether it was emotionally, physically, biologically, biomechanically. So I was able to do that over a course of a few years. And then I got taken on by the Triolite Institute. And Stephen Horn was a herbalist that was my mentor at the time and still is today, a dear friend of mine. And he ended up taking me on as one of the trainers for his Tree of Light Institute, and that was amazing. So I went on to teach iridology and tongue analysis, pulse analysis, body system health, herbology, everything. And I combined those modalities over time to work with people. And I found that people would come to me with very obscure issues. The doctors gave up on them. They didn't have an answer. Nobody knew what was going on. But with these modalities, we could figure out which body systems were weakened and perhaps how to strengthen them, whether it was clearing the emotion, clearing the energy, working with the biology, anything like that. So that's been kind of my course of healing over the years. And now I've segued into extreme emotional healing for the last 10 years, doing tapping, EFT, in a very unique kind of way. So there's really nothing that we can't approach and look at. And this has been the segue into what happened to me on a very unexpected turn in my life when I went down to see John of God in Brazil for the first time 2 years ago when I took a client down there that was terminally ill. And so I want to share with you this amazing journey through a two-part series of what that is. And I was just down there about a week or so ago, and the entity granted me an interview at some point. So that'll be upcoming too for us. And again, I want to share with you that healing isn't necessarily something we just do, but rather it's something we become. And we'll talk about that over the course of these talks, shows, our sharing. And I'd like to think of this as sharing. So join me as we go forward, and we'll be going forward talking about different modalities. We'll talk about all sorts of things that are cutting edge in the field of healing. We've got a lot coming up. So stay tuned, and we're going to be back in a little bit, and we're going to talk about that journey of John of God, who John of God is, what he does, and how he heals people in the fifth dimension. And that's going to be very exciting. So go ahead and stay tuned. Check out the website. Take a breather. Figure out in the minutes that we have in between what it is that makes your life brighter. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit makinglifebrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit makinglifebrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back with Making Life Brighter. Join us on Twitter and find us on Facebook. You can also get more information about upcoming shows and any of the things that we talk about here today at makinglifebrighter.com. I was just talking a little bit about how I got into healing and what took me through this healing journey when, in fact, my life was spelling out a music career and a fashion career of sorts, none of which really came to pass except for the music. And I have done music. It's kind of out in the world. It's on iTunes. You can check it out on iTunes under Winifred Adams. But my main thing in my entire life has always been healing. And I think that's been the case since I was a kid. And I was explaining in the first segment about how I was an empath, but I didn't realize that. And so when you're an empath, what that means is you feel the world in a way that other people aren't as sensitive. So I can feel the room around me. When I walk into a room, I can sense what people are feeling. I can sense what people may be thinking. I can feel everything around me. And it makes it very challenging if I want to go into a large crowd of people, because it's like bombarding your senses to the point where it's really difficult. So even as a child, I had this, but I didn't know it, and there was certainly nobody to tell me that. I was very shy as a child, and I'm sure many people can relate to that. However, when I get in front of people, I'm not shy anymore. I can speak to a room of people. I can sing to a room of people. And so it's an interesting journey through life to take the empathic road, because you are ultra sensitive, but you have to balance it. And I'd been doing healing work for about a good 20 years, maybe 18 years, when I first went down to see John of God in Brazil. I'd had a client named Martha, and Martha was one of several people in a whole family that I treated for many years. And I ended up working with that family very closely. They became almost an extension of my own family. And it was a beautiful thing. We always laughed together. We walked through issues together. It was great. And I used to live up in Fresno, California. Now I'm down in Malibu. But I ended up working with this family for such a period of time that it was like having sisters and another mother. And it was just beautiful. Martha, one spring day, came to see me. And I tested her and I said, "Martha, I'm really concerned about you. You're not testing correctly. Your body seems off." And she seemed like her blood sugar was a little off and maybe she was too dehydrated. And I said, "I think you need to do some emotional healing. There's something in you that isn't quite right." And so time went by, and by the fall, I said, "Martha, I really think that there's something you need to address and look at. Something's not right." "Yeah, yeah," she said, "okay, sure." And she didn't really do the work. She had the tools. She had known by then what to do, but she didn't really do the work at that time. So the following spring came, and she called me and she said, "I have a problem. I think I have a tumor. And there's something wrong with my leg." And I said, "I think you have an embolism in your leg." That's what it feels like to me. You have an embolism in your leg. And she said, "Well, I don't know what to do." I said, "Go to your doctor right away and ask to see if you can prove that there is or isn't an embolism in your leg." She went to the doctor, and instead they found a tumor in her ovary. And I said, "What about the embolism in your leg?" "Well, I didn't get to that." And no one said anything. Well, the tumor was growing very quickly. And at that point, it was a matter of weeks. It was growing so fast. With a quick turnaround, she ended up down at Cedars in L.A. with the top doctors, and they were going to remove the tumor straight away. And in fact, what happened then was she ended up having to postpone the surgery because they then found the embolism in her leg. They couldn't operate. At this point, Martha had embolisms in her leg, in her lungs. She had tumors in her lungs, and she had a tumor in her gut the size of a football. There was nothing else to do. They gave her the wrong chemo. It sent her upside down, and they basically said, "We're sending you home to die." I know many people out there have this story or have had this story or know someone that's had this story. And that's something that is only too common today, because there doesn't seem to be an answer. They couldn't operate. What are they going to do? That's it. At that point, it had come to my attention that John of God was something that we could look into. And it was very quick that it came to pass, in fact, that we would be going down to Brazil. I didn't know that this would be happening, but it seemed put in front of us by divine grace immediately. And everything worked out in our favor to do it. Within a day, someone had donated the miles for me to take her there. Within a week, we had her visa, which is unheard of, and she could go. So we went. And I took her down to see this mediumistic healer named John of God, who's one of the foremost mediumistic healers on the planet today, where entities of light, as they're called in Brazil, work through the body of a man named John. And in this body, saints come through, previous doctors come through, and they use his body performing miraculous healings on different people. They can do it invisibly, and they can do it visibly. It's just an incredible experience and something unbelievable to witness. Martha had questioned this at first until I brought her a movie to watch in the hospital called Healing. And she watched it, and she turned it off, and then she turned on the TV, and there was Wayne Dyer talking about his healing journey with John of God and how he had just been healed by a remote surgery for his rare leukemia. And then she set that down and picked up the Oprah magazine, and Oprah was talking about her journey to John of God only a month or two prior. So Martha kind of realized that something was at work here, something much greater than her own thinking. Something was being set up for her. And it was all falling into line perfectly. And that's exactly what we did next, is we took the steps and we got on a plane and we went down there. And it was very tentative, actually, as to whether or not she would get there still alive. That's how ill she was. But she did. And the next few days of her journey were literally life-altering. I couldn't have thought it up. I didn't know this was going to happen. But that's when you're available to spirit and things just fall into line and amazing things come to pass. So when we got to Brazil, we were there with a guide. And I took her in to see the entity, and he immediately ordered her to surgery. Within one invisible surgery, all her tumors shrunk. She began to drain out the embolisms and the other tumors. It was just unbelievable, and she could say it. The day after, she said, "I can breathe again. My stomach is not so distended anymore that I can actually take a deep breath." It was visible. You could see the difference. There was no cut on her body. It was all internal. It was all energetic. And she could feel it. At the same time, they were doing miraculous things on me, and I had no idea this was going to happen. I didn't go down there and say, "Please do something on me, do something for me," necessarily, but they did anyway. And there was a woman in my meditation group that had rare leukemia, just like Wayne Dyer did, but I was used as a surrogate for a physical surgery, whereupon the entity put his hand on my head and put light into my head. And at that point, he blasted white and yellow opaque light into my head, and I was standing up, completely numb from energetic anesthesia, which I'll talk about in another segment. And at the same time that I was getting fixed, the woman back in Salt Lake City was being worked on. A month after that surgery, they came back to her and said, "We must have misdiagnosed you. We don't know what happened. You don't have leukemia anymore." Same story that Wayne had. Amazing. Amazing. How does that work? It's all about energy. And it's more about love. So I had brain surgery. I didn't know I was going to have brain surgery. But it made me more intuitive. It made me more aware. It balanced out the hemispheres of my brain. I could do my work 10 times better than I'd ever done. It's unbelievable. And I had hot spots in my brain. I was pretty much an athlete my whole life. And so that, I mean, I took my hits in ice hockey and just everything. I'm sure I damaged my brain, kind of like the kids in soccer and football today. There's bruises and bumps in there, and I think they got fixed. And this helped me with everything from my singing, my timing, my intuition, everything. And what a blessing. It's just one of those things where you don't think something's going to happen for you. You couldn't even think it up, something this miraculous. But it comes to pass, and you have no choice but to accept it and go, "Wow, I had no idea." And your entire life changes. Martha had a miraculous healing. She went back. She didn't tell her doctors. They forced her to do chemo, they gave her the wrong chemo, and they wrecked her immune system. She went trailing down. And when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her story and how it went and what happened to her after the fact. Since I had surgery, I've definitely been more balanced. I've had greater insight. My ability to hone in on people's issues has been much greater, and what a gift that is. And just the feeling of calm, like the world is just okay. Everything in the world is okay. And I think Oprah said the same thing. Once you feel this and you kind of dial in, you just have a new sense that everything in the world is okay. So on that note, we'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll have a few words from our sponsors, and we'll talk more about John of God and the miraculous healings by the entities of light down in Brazil, a little itty bitty town called Abajania, way in the middle of Brazil. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Making life brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype. Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter. We're talking about John of God today and the miraculous healings by the entities of light down in Brazil. I was talking in the last segment about a woman that I took to Brazil for my first and most spontaneous trip down there. I was talking about Martha, who had had terminal cancer with football-sized tumors, embolisms in her leg and lungs, and how they actually did an invisible surgery on her and made all that go away. So I had left off saying that Martha had gotten rid of all these, but she had gone back home, and the doctors didn't know about this because likely they may not believe this kind of healing could take place, or they weren't open to it, but she wasn't prepared to share that she had gone down there. And everyone could see that she was amazingly better. Still weak, but amazingly better. I mean, Martha showed up half alive in Brazil in a wheelchair and ended up walking 2 miles a day within a week of this surgery. That's just unheard of for someone that's in that condition. And she's just, Martha had an amazing spirit. But after she came back and she did the chemo, it sent her immune system into a tailspin. So I quickly kind of gathered her up and took her to what's called a Living Master in Arizona. And again, she had another miraculous healing, but she had a different kind of take on it this time. What was missing for Martha the first round is that she couldn't ask for help. And that was what was really going on underneath her healing. She didn't know how to ask for help. And each time she had walked in front of the entity in Brazil, the entity said, pray. That's all he said, pray, and sent her off again. And come to find out, when she was at home with her sister, she finally revealed in a great deal of tears that she couldn't pray. She had pride in the way of asking for help, and that pride stopped her from healing. So the entities had been encouraging her, ask for help. Well, by the time we got to Arizona, she again needed to get beyond her pride and ask for help. And she did, finally. And again, she was healed. But then she went back home, and again, the doctors gave her the wrong chemo. She didn't want to do the chemo. She kept crying to me and saying, I don't want to do the chemo. I don't want to. And I said, well, it's your decision. You have to decide that. And in fact, she chose to do it, and it made it worse. Her immune system was already too weak. However, it was shown on X-ray that there was only a speck left in her lung regarding the lung tumors. They were gone. And the tumor in her gut had reduced to almost nothing. She was really struggling, though, physically. And what happened for her is that it was more of a spiritual journey. Her physical body was actually healed twice, but her emotional body was what this was all about. And what happened is, all the years I'd worked with her, I told her, Martha, there's great beings of light. There are great masters available to you if you'll connect. Yeah, yeah, she said. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to connect. And she never really put the time in the way that she needed to, and it was now that she was starting to understand this. As she began to fade because of the chemo treatments, again, she was weak, she would drift over into the other side, see all the masters, speak to them, and then come back and tell the nurses and doctors, and they would cry out of her inspiration. It was amazing. It was an incredible journey to watch. And she would call me up and she'd say, I get it. I get what you've been telling me all these years. I understand now. I can see it. Not only can I feel it, I can see it. And I know I have a choice whether I want to live or die at this point. I can either live, and it will take me a while to rehab, and I will live. Or, I don't know, maybe I just am too tired and I don't want to. So she went through more days and weeks of deciding that. And eventually, she decided she wanted to go on. She wanted to move on and just let go. And she did. But not before she inspired every single person around her and got herself straight in a way that far supersedes any kind of body system issue. It was in her heart, and it was all about her heart, and that's what was so amazing about this journey. As I see with everybody that goes down to John of God, it's in the heart. The heart opens no matter what you have going on, how big or small your issue is. It's like going to a fifth-dimensional vortex of love. The Casa de Dominacio is set on land that the saint Dominacio, many years prior, had come through the body of John of God saying, this is the land. This is where this will happen, and the healing will take place, and people will come from all over the world. Millions of people will come for this healing. It sits on a granite bed, and it's got a sacred waterfall. It's unbelievable. When you step into the grounds of the Casa, you can feel it. You can absolutely feel this energy just pulsing through you. And even if you walk in with pain, suffering, whatever it is, the longer you sit in this energy field, the sweeter and more gentle your energy field softens, and it becomes like an elixir around you, and you have no choice but to open your heart. And when you do open your heart, now the worries, the pains, all the things that you were co-creating begin to dissipate. Your ego doesn't have as much opportunity anymore to get into the middle of this mix, and in fact, your body system softens. So you change the chemistry with which you're actually sitting there working with, and you become more of like someone in a meditative state. It can be a reverent state, but it's a sweet space. And the sweet space is what I call being open-hearted. And in the open-hearted space, people begin to heal, and they can heal exponentially according to what they wish for, or they can heal a little bit at a time. Some people come with very serious issues. Everyone who goes there is helped. Everyone. And I believe they're helped to the degree to which they are humble when they arrive and to the degree to which they ask for help. Kind of like with Martha. Go pray. Well, translated, that could say, ask humbly for help. And when you begin to soften to that, you get the help. I've seen it time and time again. I've seen people that come in there fully possessed, screaming, wailing, crazy stuff. And within minutes, the entity takes the entity out of their body, and they're just a normal person again. They're like, what happened to me? There's everything. I've seen people have miraculous healings. I've heard of people that had diabetes and don't anymore. It's according to your karma how much they actually can help you. If you can only be helped this much, you will be. If you're supposed to be helped this much, you will be. And the amount of gratitude you have seems to equal the amount of healing you get. It's far and away one of the most incredible experiences I've ever witnessed. And more so because groups of people that don't know each other come from all over the world. They don't speak the same language, but they sit there quietly waiting. Up to 1,500 people a day, he sees. Even each session. Imagine our doctors trying to do that. And when that happens, he sees every one of those people. We don't have anything in our medical world that can do that. Nothing. And everyone is helped. There's a room there with all the crutches, all the glasses, all the tumors they pulled out of people, the worms they pulled out of people. It's unbelievable to see. And people go away healed and grateful, primarily grateful. But people come from all over the world to this great healer where these entities and saints come through his body to heal them. And they all quietly, equally sit there waiting their turn. There's no police and no crowd control. There's none of that. You just feel it. And you be it. You become softened. And next segment, we'll talk about the amazing energy there and what that's like. And how they turned me into a guide pretty quickly. And since then, I've been taking people there. And it's just a journey I'm incredibly grateful for. Incredibly grateful. I'll probably be taking people back sometime this year, so check on the website at makinglifebrighter.com for more information about the healing journeys down to John of God and what they entail. But we have an opportunity, and every day you have an opportunity to be centered, to be open-hearted, to be loving, both to yourself and everyone around you. And when you aren't, it comes back to you. It takes more work to undo things you've co-created in the negative than it does to just be open-hearted. So when we come back next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about what it's like there. What happens there? What is it that he really does? It's not just a faith healing, but it feels like that. you get to actively participate. And in your active participation, you not only give back, but you receive. And that's incredible. It's going to the fifth dimension. We live in the third dimension, as they call it. And technically right now, it's kind of like the 4.1 dimension as we speed up. But it's like going to another place. And it's a beautiful, sacred place full of love right in the heart of Brazil. It's just an amazing, amazing journey. So we'll be back. We're going to hear from our sponsors again. And you take a moment to just breathe and relax. Just feel the energy coming through. And we'll be back in just a little bit.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter. Today we're talking about miraculous healing journeys to John of God in Brazil. And for those of you that are just now joining us, you can find us at MakingLifeBrighter.com, at Making Life Brighter on Twitter and on Facebook. I've been talking to you about my first journey down to John of God and what it's like and the miraculous healings that have taken place there and do take place there 3 days a week all year long. And I wanted to share with you in this segment a special introduction to what it's really like there if you've never been there. John of God, first of all, is a mediumistic healer. He's not a man claiming to do anything. He'll always say and forever say that he's just a man. The entities of light, the saints, the doctors that lived previously on earth that come through his body for healing come through and do the healing because of God's will. That's what he'll tell you. He doesn't do any healing. He'll always say, it's not me, it's God's will. Whatever is healed is because of God's will. And when you're there, you can see, feel how authentic that truly is. So when you go down there, he's in session Wednesdays through Fridays. And he sits there for two sessions each day. So there's a morning session and an afternoon session. And when you arrive in this great hall where there could be up to 1,500 people waiting to see him, more or less. And there's people in wheelchairs, there's people hobbling, there's people really sick, there's people just standing there waiting. And in this great hall, there's thousands of angels that begin to work on people. And they just start to answer the requests and the reason that people have come there. People get up and they talk. Sometimes the entity, once the light beings come into his body, he'll come out and perform physical surgeries that are astounding for someone to see. So if you didn't believe, you will likely believe after you see these physical surgeries. He'll take a person who's standing up, and the meditators that are in the next room, the energy and light they're giving off is used as the anesthesia for these people having physical surgery. And I can tell you firsthand, you don't feel anything in the physical surgeries. You would think it would be grotesque if you watched it, and that would be horrible and painful, but it's not. You feel nothing. It's no different than going to the hospital and having anesthesia. And when you're in there, and you're standing there, as soon as he touches you, you go deeper yet. So when I had the brain surgery, he put his hand on me, and I just went off into la-la land. My eyes rolled up in my head. I had rapid eye movement. I couldn't feel anything. I could see what was happening inside, but I couldn't feel anything. It was amazing. And had I not had the anesthesia, I would have completely blown all my circuits. I would have never been able to sustain that light. Same with him cutting into people. Sometimes he'll cut out breast tumors for breast cancer, and he'll just lift up a woman's shirt. He'll take out the breast. He'll find the tumor. He'll cut it open with a paring knife. He'll pop it out and sew it back up. Maybe three drops of blood come out of her, and that's it. She's done. Someone will come with a heart issue. He'll open up the chest area with a small incision. He'll put something like light through his fingers in there or a tool, and then sew it back up, and it's done. This is more about energetics changing things in the body than what we see in our regular surgeries. So this is miraculous healing. And much of this same thing goes on invisibly when you go through and get an invisible surgery. You go back to your room after you're done, you lay down, and suddenly it feels like people are working on you. And it really is. I mean, it feels like a team of people are starting to do things. You're numb. You can't move again, just like you would be standing up in a physical surgery. You're laying down feeling that. And people report all sorts of things. I felt them work on my shoulder. They came and felt like somebody put a crystal in my head, and somebody worked on my gut, and it felt like someone worked on my liver. And people report this over and over and over again. During physical surgeries, the whole room gets to witness what's going on, and it's like you could hear a pin drop. It's unbelievable. It's just amazing. What happens is the people stand there, and just the energy gets so potent and quiet. And where you would think you would get woozy, you don't. You can witness this, and it's fine. You can see these people being healed. It's absolutely heart-opening. And when he's done, he goes back in, sits down, and then the lines file through so you can speak to him. You can ask him questions. Could you please help me with this, this, and this? Could you help me with my finances? Can you help me with my tumor? Can you help me with whatever? And he'll then order you. You, surgery. You, go sit in my current. And the current is the room that he sits in that everyone meditates in. And that's where they use the energy from those people as the anesthesia for the surgeries. And it's like 10,000 angels in that room. As soon as you step through that door, I don't know anyone that doesn't begin to cry. Your heart flies open, and you begin to feel this energy that is unlike anything else. It's so sweet. So as soon as that happens, you get humbled. And sometimes they'll have you sit in that room, and while you're sitting there, you get worked on. So there's never a time that you're not being worked on and helped with the things that you ask. At the same time, when you're in there, you're giving back. Sometimes he'll send people through to a special blessing room, and that's a very potent room. And other times he'll say, go to the crystal beds. And the crystal beds are where people lay under these crystal beds where light comes through them for every chakra, and it begins to realign the energy fields of the body for optimum healing. Oftentimes, the entities come right through the light and work on you right there, like they did with me this last time. They ordered me to the crystal bed and said, I'll do surgery on you there for your mouth. Go ahead, and I'm going to work on the bones of your face, and off you go. And sure enough, when I came out of there, people looked at me like, whoa, what happened to you? And it's all a good thing. It feels good. It's very rejuvenating. It centers your energy at the same time you're being worked on. I have a crystal bed in my office. I have two of them that I've worked with, and they are a very, very special, potent healing tool. They're used to realign the energies. They're used to help with any kind of ailment that you have. They're very unique tools. So going down there is not just about asking for help. In the process of the way the CASA works, you end up giving back. And because your heart opens, you end up giving back more. So as we progress with these shows about John of God, I'll be doing periodic shows about it. We'll explore what other people have felt and witnessed. We'll hear some neat healing stories, miraculous healing stories. And hopefully, at some time in the near future, we'll actually hear directly from the entity. And that will be amazing. The fact that they even granted that is a miracle unto itself. And I'm very grateful, and I hope I get to share that with you soon. So what happens in Brazil, in my opinion, is really more of a heart-opening experience for people. And from that, we see miraculous healings. We get to go to places like the Sacred Waterfall, where there's, again, thousands of angels. It's like kind of going through a human car wash. You go through, and you come out, and you're, like, sparkling clean. And people deny that until they do it. They go, oh, yeah, the waterfall, whatever. Until you go through it, and then you go, oh, my God. You come out the other side going, I felt that. I really felt that, and I feel different. This last trip, we saw gorgeous blue morpho butterflies, and it was in direct response to the prayer of, please let us see blue morpho butterflies, and they're rare. And it was such an affirmation. Everyone was so excited, and they're like, oh, the blue morphos, they came out. And they're usually they mean they're granting your wishes. It's a spectacular journey. Sometimes in the distance you can hear the monkeys in the jungle. And then really the biggest thing is that you're included in a group of people, whether you speak the same language or not, and everyone's there with the same heart opening for the same reason. Doesn't matter what they're there for. You're all in it together, and there's no mistake to it. It's perfect. It's an opportunity to see how synchronicity around us really does flow, but most of the time we don't see it. We don't feel it. We're too busy and caught up in our busy world and all the things that keep us busy. So stay tuned, because we're going to keep exploring this. We're going to share some really incredible stories. Take a look at the website at makinglifebrighter.com, and be sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And stay tuned for what shows are coming up. We have a lot coming up this fall for you. It's going to be neat authors. We're going to talk about iridology. We're going to talk about all sorts of exciting things. I have some educational and uplifting and miraculous things to share with you, and I can't wait. Thank you so much for tuning in to Making Life Brighter. And I'd like to know what you think makes your life brighter. So email me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Thank you so very much for tuning in. This has been a blessing to share with you, and I'm extremely grateful. Again, email me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com, and you go and have a very jolly day.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out.
You are my rose.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.